Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. And if you're new to the show, this show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together, we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from a woman who once a month flies to a certain state, gets gangbanged all weekend, and leaves with 15K. I could be reading from your high school teacher. Did you know that after she got off school, she'd go home, strip tease for the camera, and then go swinging, with her husband watching, of course. I could be reading from a man who likes to dress up as Sailor Moon, flip his skirt at anybody that'll watch, and hopes that maybe he'll just be punished for it. You know, a good spanking, that is. You just never, ever know. And if you have any erotic fantasies, confessions, or anything else, please feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously on the website at dearnikki.com under the confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or question or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage roleplay, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to your creation. Happy Monday! I know, right? So, okay, first of all, I want to go on a little rant. When do I not, right? Friday's drop for subscribers only. I hate that word. Depancing. This started with since then. I cannot get it out of my head. We've had great euphemisms for things like that, like the swirly, the wedgie, those type of things, right? So I asked all around. I even fired Darcy for a bit, and then I thought better of it because he does help me. So I rehired him, like, before I said fired. Everybody said, it's pantsing. I even told a friend of mine who lovingly, in quotation marks, I called him my, you know, I'm at one of his 500 wives or whatever. I told him I wanted a divorce, and he was fired, and he had to leave. But so I was firing everybody because they kept coming up with pantsing or depantsing. There was no, I didn't know the euphemism of that word. There has to be one. And everybody I asked said, no, we called it this. Good old Brits. I love them. I have in my back pocket. And, you know, especially if they're a silver fox by an unmentionable name. So, debagging. I like that. Oh, and somebody told me shanking over here. It's also called shanking. And I'm like, well, we're not in prison and we're not filing our toothbrushes or anything. So it's also called shanking, apparently. But I'm going to have to refer back to the good old Brits. I know we fled you a couple years ago. Said bye. But I'm going to have to go with you guys. Debagging is, I like that. I haven't changed it and I don't know if I ever will, but it was a good loose lesson of a better word than depancing. I got depantsed. Depantsed. And, you know, got debagged at school. You know, I guess sometimes when I think of debag, well, it's actually the person that was telling me this, I was having a conversation when I said, you know, you're getting bagged. And he goes, no, I think that means something else. And I'm like, oh yeah, like teabag. That would be completely, totally something else. So if you have another word for that word, like that, I was going for that cheeky kind of feel that was stumbling. It was awful. I couldn't. So if I go back, I'm going to change it to debagging, not depancing. So depancing to debagging, not teabagging, you know, like the other person said. That just sounds so wrong. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax, let's have a whiskey, with some filthy cherries, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, I've been listening to your show for about a year, and I've gone back and listened to everything I'd missed until I'm finally caught up. In a recent episode, you spoke about wanting to find something to replace your womanizer. I may have found just the toy for you. My wife loves the Bloomgasm Wild Rose toy. We bought it in a sex shop last year, and it gets her off like nothing else has. Normally, when she comes, she can't stand to be touched as her clit is too sensitive. With this toy, she's had multiple orgasms and can go on through 5 or more before calling it quits and turning off the rose. This toy is rechargeable, and it blows out puffs of air while vibrating. The rim of the rose is a firm ring, and I don't think she really likes the vibration through that as much as more of the air. As a matter of fact, when I place the rose directly centered on her clit, she almost always moves it down till it's centered more with the air going between her clit and her vaginal opening. Holding it there, she comes in about a minute and keeps going. Other vibes would often take her 5 to 10 minutes to reach climax. This has been the only thing she's used since we got it. It can be found online at this store, link at the end. Let me finish by saying I love your show and listen to it during my commute. Your voice is incredibly sexy, and you can be such a tease sometimes. The fact that you're also a Missouri girl is an added bonus, as my wife and I both grew up in Missouri as well, but we have moved elsewhere in the Midwest. Stay sexy and satisfied, B. Well, hello, B. I'm not born and bred in Missouri. I moved up here 20-odd years ago. I was born in... Before this was more Oklahoma than this, but I have lived in New Mexico, Virginia, Indiana, and now Missouri. So I'm not born and bred, but this is where I land. But like I always say, if you get enough wine in me or I hang around when someone has that Southern drawl, my Okie still does come out. I'll have to look into this. I actually have been having this on my radar. There's things I'm picky about in my life. Whiskey, vodka, coffee, like very picky on my coffee. And well, men, and definitely sex toys. So I've used the womanizer for years. I've been through two of them. One, I blew the engine in about a year and a half. And then they replaced it. It's been a year because the warranty was still in it. So they replaced it. I'm still on that. I'm just dabbling. Because like your wife, I absolutely love my womanizer, but I am looking to, it's kind of one of those where you find a restaurant you really love, but you're like, I kind of want to try something else. I did see something the other day on Instagram that caught my eye, and I can't find it, and I don't know the name of it. So if you know it, please let me know. It kind of looked like a really fat bullet. Think of a shape of a bullet goes in a gun, but kind of like the Weeble Wobbles, if you're that old, if you know what I'm talking about. It looked like that. So had the flat base in a pill shape, but no face or anything on it. But it had a tongue, like when you turn it on, it had a tongue. So comically, that definitely caught my eye. I cannot for the life of me find it. So I am going to go back and hopefully I'll find it tonight in between meetings and everything else. Actually, the three people that I'm talking to tonight might know what it is. So you guys just give me an idea. So I definitely will look for that. If I find it, I'll definitely, or if you guys know the name of it and if you've used it, just curious over here. How does it, like I said, I comically want to try it, not just, I don't know. It could be good. I mean, you stick it right there on your vagina. It makes me wonder if you put some lube on it, if you stuck it right on the head of the cock, would it work? That's something to try on the line, isn't it? I think so. Oh, see, I knew there was something I forgot in my announcements. So I have had a field day with OnlyFans. I tell you what, they have denied my images, my things to prove who I am, my ID, my picture. Even when you put them aside, they'll accept the photo of the ID, but they're having problems. And I have taken this thing like 8 freaking times. And it takes 24 to 72 hours each time they either deny me, actually, every time they've denied me. So I'm working with two people tonight. I've looked into Fansly and I'm looking at some other stuff too. So I'm sorry, this is in an odd place right here, but I'm going to stick it right here. That's what's going on with OnlyFans. I'm not ignoring you. It's not that I don't have any content or whatever that I'm creating. It's there. It's ready to go up. I need my IDs approved. So that's to keep you posted on what's going on there. Dear Nikki, this isn't really a story, but more of a confession and a question about something I am a lesbian and have had a crush on a Christian rock musician who I'll call Jen since I first discovered her in the mid-2000s. I'm the same age as her as well. But when I saw her, I fell instantly in love. She's such a beautiful woman. But when I saw her, I fell instantly in love. She is such a beautiful woman. But with my crush on her, I also have masturbated quite a bit to her. She claims to be a virgin still. She has never been linked to a man, but for the most of her time living in America, she was born in England, she's lived with the same woman. I get very bi or lesbian vibes from her. Is it wrong to fantasize, lust, masturbate to her like that? Samantha. Well, Samantha, if Tim Robbins, Brian May, James May ever found out how much I've masturbated to those three, I'd be in a heap of trouble. No, fantasizing is just that. Fantasizing. I mean, don't walk up to her and play with yourself unless she's asked for it. You know, I wouldn't go that far, just as much as I wouldn't walk in front of those three gentlemen and start masturbating all about. So, yes, there's nothing wrong with masturbation to an idea, creativity, crayons, paint, even, you know. Celebrities are just that. Even if it's someone, let's take away even the celebrity idea of it. What if it's just someone that you happen to see across the room? And only briefly on a train, on a bus, a car passing you, behind in a grocery store. And we go home to that image and we play out the scene in our head and we masturbate to that. I think we've all done that. I know I have a time or two where, you know, like I said, you know, Brian, James, and Tim end up pushing me over the edge a couple times a year, you know, when I flip to that. No, there's nothing wrong with masturbation. It's healthy. It's some of the things that we should be doing at least once a week. I know that there's nothing wrong when we have that intense day at work where we're getting off and it just makes everything okay and you can think clearly. I know there's times that I have a heavy day, even right here at work, where I'll go knock off, you know, one. And sometimes I don't come, but it's just my body's so tense, just relaxing myself, learning how my body needs. I know when there's times I know when I need it, but it's way too late. Kind of like they say, some people with anxiety will wait, and I'm one of them, waits way too late to where we should take our medicine. You know, we should take it on the first signs of having an anxiety attack. Nope, not me. Nikki likes to ride the edge and I'll take it till it's a little too late. So I definitely need that, you know? So there's that. So absolutely masturbate away, Samantha. I absolutely know that's what I'll be doing with Tim, James, and Brian. Maybe even all at the same time tonight. Oh, those British men. You guys are so fucking sexy. Dear Nikki, a lot has happened since I last wrote. My hot wife has been going strong with her 22-year-old fuck buddy. I hadn't talked to my best friend for about 6 months. Well, because he got in the way of wifey and I. I know wifey still craved him, and we would talk about it during sex. One night he called me out of nowhere saying he had tickets to a concert and asked if I wanted to go. I hesitated a little bit, but accepted. On the way there, we sorted out our differences and he apologized. The concert was awesome. We got back home, wifey was still at work. We drank a few beers and kept talking about the issues. I kind of wanted him to leave before my wife got home, but I couldn't just tell him. Well, she got there. She walked in to greet us, and she didn't waste any time. She went inside the house and then texted me, "So, do you mind if I join you guys?" I told her I didn't. I don't know what got into me, but I asked her to wear something sexy, and she didn't disappoint. She came out wearing a sheer black see-through dress, no bra, only a small G-string. She looked sexy as fuck. She modeled it for us and then said, "So, Ray, do you like what I'm wearing?" He thought about this for me for a while ago. I responded with, "Fuck yeah." I didn't think it was odd that she'd never told me that he bought it for that. They hadn't seen each other in so long, according to her. But to be honest, deep down, I knew they've seen each other behind my back. Anyways, she walked over to him and then sat on his lap. He began rubbing her breast. I could tell by her facial expressions she was ready to go. I said, "Fuck it." I told her to go check out what our son was doing, and she did. She texted me saying he was playing on his computer and was very distracted. I told my friend to follow me, and as quietly and quickly as possible, go to our room. So he did. She was already on her knees when we walked in. His pants came down oh so fast. His cock was already rock hard. She sucked him off a bit and then sucked me off. She got doggy style on the bed and he began fucking her hard. I kept telling him to keep it down because we were being too loud. He then lay down and she got on top and began riding him. And I couldn't help myself. I spread her ass and licked her, then got behind her and slowly put it in her ass. She moaned and pushed back. She was now riding him as I was deep in her ass. It was so erotic, I was ready to come already. But I knew if I did it, it would be a game over, and so I just pulled out. I grabbed his cock and I guided it into her ass. Fuck, that was my first time touching another cock. Wifey went crazy riding him until he blew his load. What an amazing night. Thanks, Ray. Well, hello, Ray. It's been a bit, I think. Nothing like getting the best friend back involved again. I don't know if I could ever be with his best friend. That's just, you know me. I don't like to keep things so close to home. Things get weird, which it sounds like it happened here, and I don't know. So I do like where we're at right now and where we possibly could go. That would be awesome. But here's the thing. When I want it to, I like talking about it. I like the realm we're in. Again, I don't think I can do his best friend. Could you? Could you do their best friend? Would you want to do their best friend? And would you want them to join you while you're doing their best friend? I'm going to say yes and no. It's kind of like me riding the fence. I can see the pleasure of it, but I can also see how it hits so close to home. And that's almost always a no for me, as you well know. It is kind of hot, though, thinking about it. You know, it's a line that once you, well, as all lines are, once you cross, you can't uncross them. But this is a line that if you do cross it, you know, you can't walk away from it. I mean, it's always going to be there, especially since it's such a close person to the person you're with. I mean, best friend, family, whatever we're talking here. Whereas if it's a stranger in another town, it's something that you can work around and not mention it, especially if it's just, you know, like stepping in dog shit. Awful, right? But here, it's hard to kind of walk away for something like that. So do we cross that line and hope for the best? Or do we leave it in fantasy land and fuck each other talking about it? That's what I want to know. Dear Nikki, I dated a guy for a month or two, and while we didn't have much to talk about, we had serious sexual chemistry. Our first kiss was during a movie. About 1/4 of the way through, I didn't see any of the rest. Our mouths explored each other the whole time. It was bliss. Afterwards, he walked me to my car and we made out leaning against it. I felt drunk on his kisses and smiled the whole drive home. I couldn't stop thinking about how amazing it felt to kiss him, that I made 2 wrong turns to get home, something I never did. One of our dates, more like an extended makeout sessions, we were steaming up his car parked on a cliff and overlooked the ocean. It was about 11 p.m. There were empty parking spots all around us and a street light with a beam coming through the foggy windows. We had to listen for cars parking near us to make sure we weren't seen. Both of us had our pants down. He fingered me, his fingers moving so fast inside me while his thumb handled my clit. His mouth was on my neck, sucking and biting me gently. As I was getting close, my arms reached for the door for something to hold on to. The pleasure was so intense. My fingers moved up and brushed the cold window. The coldness of it mixed with the heat of our passion. I came hard on his fingers as he bit my neck. Without much time to come down from my high and still breathless, we switched positions so I could focus on his hard cock. The moment I touched it, he grunted and threw his head back against the headrest. I teased him a bit, drawing my index finger up from his taint to the tip of his dick and spread the glistening pre-cum over his engorged head. He shivered with pleasure. I smiled and started pumping my hand on him, firm and fast, before getting him too close. I slowed down almost to a stop and played with his taint again. I've done this before with other guys, but they always squirmed and seemed uncomfortable. That was so close to their asshole, but not him. He enjoyed my finger playing with his taint. I could hear it in his ragged breath. "Wow," he uttered. "That's, gasp, really nice." I wet my fingers at the beads of his pre-cum and teased his butthole with my finger and waited for him to beg me to stick it in. He did, and thrust himself closer to me. He grabbed his own cock and played with himself, and God, was that hot. I love seeing a guy handle himself and learning from it. I slowly slipped my finger inside and he made his incredible guttural moan. It was such a turn-on for me. It was all I could do not to mount him and ride him, but this orgasm would be just for him. Slipping my finger in and out gently, he bumped himself rather hard and faster, his head thrown back and his eyes shut tight. He was biting his lip. My finger made his way deeper in his asshole and made a come-hither motion, finding his prostate, driving him wild. With barely any warning, he shot his load with a loud moan. He gushed, his eyes open wide, surprised and shocked at the new experience. Cum covered both of our hands. I've never... Oh my God. Panting. That was the best damn orgasm of my life. He kissed me passionately as to thank me, and I felt drunk in his kisses all over again. Kim, I agree, there's nothing like a man that can kiss. I'm sorry, it's another non-communicative way, or verbal way, we should say, that I want you. And if you cannot kiss, you're not getting the goods. For me, anyway, I love to kiss. That is, when she talked about getting drunk off kisses and made two wrong turns, yes, absolutely. There's only a hand, less than, well, a handful, I should say, less than a handful of men that have made me that drunk off their kissing. I don't understand when men won't kiss or barely kiss. You know, they don't let loose and kiss. That's kind of hard for me to understand. I'm a very passionate person and I love to please my lover. Just ask him. But to communicate with our lips, to open up and let a long kiss and see where it went. Yeah. Have I ever fingered a man? No, I haven't. Have I used a toy on one? Absolutely. It was one of the hottest things. And I do have to agree with Kim again right here that watching a man masturbate as you're pleasuring him, even if it's licking his balls or sitting back and playing with yourself, there's times I forget and I'm playing with myself, but I enjoy watching him. I know he's enjoying watching me, but there's just something about a man with that knows how to pleasure himself, that knows how to take control. It becomes very, it always reminds me of, you know, in the 50s where they have that, or if somebody's going into like a trance, they have that spiral thing, you know, like the beginning of one of the first openings of the Twilight Zone, right? In black and white, where they had that twirly thing. It reminds me of that. You're so zoned in and you kind of forget about your pleasure because, not that you're not getting pleasure, but just seeing somebody in the throes of passioning, pleasuring themselves and learning how they love to be touched. Sign me up. That's all I'm saying. What about you? Dear Nikki, for background, this happened over 10 years ago, but it's something I still think of often. I hope you enjoy. Just before I went to college, one of my friends told me about the casual encounters page on Craigslist. She showed it to me on her phone and we giggled about the post. I went home and started browsing on the Women for Women section. I've always loved older women and fantasized about having sex with one. I've been a tease my whole life, especially in my late teenage years and early 20s. I decided to make an ad after a few weeks of browsing and getting scared and backing out. I made a burner email account and took some pictures of me in a thong and bra in hopes of luring older women into fucking me. I don't remember if I even cropped out my face in the ad or not. Not to toot my own horn, but I know I'm considered beautiful. Random people of all races and genders have stopped me randomly to tell me I'm pretty, beautiful, gorgeous, etc. since I can remember. Never in a lewd way, but enough to know it's genuine. I was a hot 18-year-old girl on Craigslist searching for pussy. I knew I was a little slut and just wanted someone to tell me. Most of my replies were men, of course, but I got one reply that was real, from a 40-something named Kara. From her pictures, I could tell she was very cute, bigger girl with big tits, my favorite. We emailed, texted, and eventually decided to meet. First, we met at a nail salon when we chatted about how we liked to get our nails done. We would meet there first to feel each other out in person. So we met and got manicures. We hugged at the salon and talked while getting manis, and all I could think about was sucking her tits. I shaved my pussy that morning in anticipation and was already so wet. We got coffee next door, talked some more, and wound up in her car. She did not say a word and kissed me. She asked me to go to her house. I was so horny. I said yes without even thinking. We got into her house and parked the car. She told me no one was home, but we would only have an hour. I bit my lip and nodded and went inside with her. She led me to the living room where I was instructed to sit on her lap. Immediately, she began to stroke my inner thigh and whispered in my ear that she was going to eat my little slutty pussy. I looked at her and kissed her gently. She moaned and we made out for a few minutes. I could feel her breath deepen. She suddenly broke away and asked me to undress. I complied. She looked at me for a few moments and then laid me down on the couch, spreading my legs wide over the seats. She was still fully clothed, and after I was positioned, she ran her middle finger slowly up my pussy. I'm pretty sure I came the first time just from that. She sucked on her finger, smiled, then dropped to the floor without a word and dove in my pussy. She moaned and proceeded to eat my pussy like no one else has since. I looked down at her, and she could be seen lapping at my clit in big circles. She then blew on my clit and asked if I wanted to come with it in her mouth. I whimpered and nodded my head. I could barely think, let alone speak. We locked eyes, and for the next 20 minutes, I just exploded in her mouth. I came more times than I can even count. I was begging to please her. She said no, because we don't have enough time. When she was done eating my pussy, she asked me to get dressed, that she had to drop me off at my car, still at the salon, before her husband and son came home. She asked to keep my panties, and I let her. Susan. Hello, Susan. So, was this just a one-time kind of thing, or did you get to see her again? I'm really pulling that you got to see her again, because that was really hot, you know, going to somebody's place, they take what they want, and actually they're giving you what you want, and it's like, okay, I'm done. Like I said, there's nothing like, there are so many different releases when it comes to, and sometimes I just need a mental release, and giving head is one of my mental releases. You know, there's times that I just, my goal is just to get you to come, and it's an orgasm that I can't, I really don't know how the right word, maybe one day I'll have the right words to explain, but it is still, it's not a physical release like me having an orgasm, but it is still a, it makes me feel good. It just releases the endorphins and my head does unfog a bit. Now, what's it like being with a pleaser? Well, you have to, you know, you can't just say, no, it's all about you. And then it becomes a little argument. And so you might as well let them please you if you want. But I'm saying when you have two givers, one of the givers eventually has to say, okay, fine, but in the morning we'll do you. Or in a couple hours, it's all about you. If you, like I said, you can still read the casual encounters thing on Craigslist. It's pretty much monitored at this point. And I don't know how much it's active. There's missed encounters. Now, there's some stuff in there I've read long time ago. I like to peruse the missed encounters ones because it will have like, I've looked for this person that laid pipe and would like to get, have them lay me some pipe, and I need a darker grout, you know, or the, it's very creative how they come up with these sexual innuendos in there. And you can clearly tell it's like really, really bad. You know, think of it like the bad porn music, bad 70s style. It's like that, but it's so cheesy. It's funny to me. So maybe next week I'll dig some up in some random town, see if I can find some and read them off. That would be kind of cool, I think. Or sexy. Funny, too. I would like to have a funny one. If you guys have a funny confession that's happened to you, like during sex or a sexual funny encounter, I would really, really, really like that. We're not all serious and sexy here. We can have some funny stuff, too. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, there's so much stuff coming up. OnlyFans didn't happen, still hasn't happened. I got another email while I was recording, and they denied me again. So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I'm supposed to have a meeting tonight, like I said, with those two ladies that are in the top 1% of Pornhub. Apparently, they're fans of mine, and I don't want to name drop here yet because I don't know if they want me to name drop. So I will name drop later and let you know who I talk to. But they're 1%. So they're way, 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 way up there. So it was kind of a surreal moment when I had that meeting and they were there gushing over me. And that was quite nice. It's a different kind of feeling. So there we go. And in closing, hello, lover. Why don't you come crawl between these thighs? Yeah, you know, just right there, the way I like it. I promise you a very, very long sexual encounter. What do we think? I really want to know. And until the next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fabulous week.